recording this morning. And what I want to do is I'm going to touch some nerves probably today, which sometimes I do that. But the message we're going to talk on today, and this came a couple weeks ago, and even after everything that's happened this week, it all adds up. It all comes into the message. We're going to be talking this morning about the dark side of social media and AI. Now that can get a little dark at times, but we're going to stay on the light. But we all need to, we just need to be honest. Okay, for a second. We're addicted to our phones. Some of y'all right now probably checking Facebook or pretending to read your Bible app. Well, that's okay. But if I see you on one of these other TikTok or something like that, then we're going to be praying. But no, I know we use this. We live in a life to where social media has become a big part of our life. You can't go anywhere without it. It's always there. We live in the most connected life ever. But the problem is, a lot of us are lonelier than ever. We have all that at our hand. We have more friends online, but fewer in because we decide that those friends sometimes are more important. We don't talk to each other. We can know what someone ate for breakfast in Australia, but we don't even know what our own kids are going through. I want to start off in John 10:10, and the Bible warned us about this. So I don't want you to take this as a negativity. I want you to understand that this is something that the enemy is using. And we have to know, and I'm sure you all know that. The enemy is using this. John 10:10, it says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest, the full." Now, the thief we're talking about is the enemy, right? And he comes to destroy and to steal. But Jesus has come so that we may have life and have it to the fullest. Let me tell you, our enemy, the devil, he doesn't always come with a pitchfork and horn. Sometimes he comes with notifications. He comes with videos. And sometimes even a free Wi-Fi. I've got eight sections here that I'm going to be going through. I got eight sections I'm going to be going through, and I'm going to name them all. Now, I'm going to get through this pretty quick, so we're going to be in plenty of time for you all to get somewhere, whatever the heck. I'm going to have to cut that out. I can't put anything. Can't use anything like that. Anyway, number one, I want to start off with the promise versus the reality. The promise versus the reality. What did all these things, when it first came out, when we first started seeing that come online, remember AOL? Anybody remember AOL? Dial-up? Y'all probably remember dial-up. Computers were really, yeah. It took forever to get on. But the promise was, they promised connection. They promise connection. And actually, Facebook said in the very beginning, we'll bring the world closer together. That's what they said. We'll bring the world. But let me ask you, has Facebook brought anybody closer together? Families fight more because of Facebook and social media. You ever see a post? A lot of times, you know, you've got Uncle Bob not welcome. Families split over social media. But the Bible says in Proverbs, Proverbs 14:12, There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Hang, bear with me here. I don't want you all beating me up here just yet. Social media seemed right. We thought, oh, this is going to be fun. This is going to be a big part of our life. You know, you're going to have pictures of babies and the kids. We're going to put that out. But the problem is what it's transpired into is what? It's transpired into drama. It's gone into fake news. Arguments with people we don't even know. I mean, think about that. We're going down a line. We don't even know the people and we're arguing with them. And you know, some of us, half of the people that we argue with are... I was one big one a few years back. I was what you would call a troll. I would go on because I just enjoyed it. I mean, I enjoyed it. I'm so mad at me. I've actually had family just block me out. They won't talk. They'll talk to me if I see them, but they won't talk to me on social media. But I had two. Praise God. And I know... ever post anything. Amen. But the problem is, what we do is we waste hours in the comments section. And not connection. That's crazy. It's causing so many things. Number two in this list is called mental health crisis. And we have to really be honest with each other. Social media messes with your mind. There are studies show the more time you spend scrolling, the sadder you get. Which is, this was supposed to be because we don't call it, we don't end up calling it social joy media. We call it social media. They let joy out on purpose. And the problem is, and I see it in my grandchildren, I'm sure you have too. Teenagers are getting hit. The rates of depression and suicide have skyrocketed since smartphones came. There was a story I started looking for percentage and stuff, and I got, well, you can do a lot of percentages of teen suicide because of social media. But I just picked one. It was a 14-year-old girl. She took her life after Instagram kept showing her self-harm posts. We've got 14-year-olds and 15-year-olds. Or it goes even younger. It used to be tough when we went to school. We didn't have all that. You know, there were some that would be picked on, bullied, or something like that. People that you don't even know bullying these children that don't even know them. They're just pushing the buttons. But you don't have to be a teenager to feel this. Because we're all feeling. Some of you all post, some of us post pictures. And we refresh it 20, 30 times. Liked it because we're all about the likes. We want those likes. If you don't get enough likes, you delete it. Anybody done that?
No.
No. I guess I'm the only one. But there it is. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:12 says, and here we go. For we would not go to class to compare ourselves with some of those who recommend themselves. But when they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are without understanding. When they compare themselves with one another, they are without understanding. Comparison is killing us. People are comparing their messy life to someone else's, and it's probably their highlight reel. They've probably taken pictures and they're putting them on Instagram. They look flawless. But you've got to remember, they probably took 400 selfies and got a filter on it.
It's just the way it is.
Psalm 39:14, please, huh? I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know
full well.
I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And that I say, God does not need a filter.
Oh, there we go. Somebody say amen. God doesn't need a filter.
And number three in this list, put down division and deception. Now we're going to talk about fake news spread 6 times faster than the truth online. It's 6 times faster.
Fake news.
That's why some of you all may believe that Bigfoot owns a gas station. Or Branson has a store that has 4 stories that normally is one. There are a lot of upticks, and I've noticed there's a lot of upticks on Branson stuff. Have you noticed that? Has anybody seen that? They'll say Branson, and they'll say, and then you'll see the Rocky Mountains out there. They know that that's not Branson, but people that don't go to that town, people that don't come to our towns, they don't know. And in their mind, what they're seeing is what they are believing.
Let's go to Branson.
They do, but they're smaller than the Rockies. Algorithm. Everybody understand what an algorithm is. An algorithm is how they get you. And they don't care about the truth. They don't care about the truth. They care about keeping you mad so you'll stay online. Now think about that. How often have you seen something that just makes you angry? That's to keep you online longer, and they know you're going to do it. It's what happens, and lies are going viral. About a few years ago, I didn't know what viral was. I had no idea, but now it's part of our terminology. There's problems split over nonsense. Churches split over Facebook. If Jesus prayed in John 17:17, what's Jesus saying? He said, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is the truth. God's word is the truth. And we need to stop getting discipled by social media. We need to stop getting discipled by Facebook. We need to stop getting discipled by Snapchat and all these other things that are run by algorithms, and we need to start getting discipled. Number 4 in this list. I've got 8 minutes, but it'll go fast. I still got time. I know Jake's not here. Normally he'd be. He wants to get to that chicken. But here's the scary part. Number 4 is surveillance and the idolatry of data. Surveillance and the idolatry of data. The scary part is you're not a customer on Facebook. We all know that. They sell your data to advertisers. It's there for you. It's to make money. Have you ever been talking about something like talking about shoes and suddenly see ads for shoes? They're picking up data. That's the algorithm. That's what they're doing. They're pulling that data in. The other night we were talking. Chastity and I were talking. We're talking about I've got an old one out there. It's all rusty. I had a flat top, but my wife sold it at her family reunion. Come home and I said, "Where's my flat top?" She said, "I sold it." I'm like, "What? Well, you didn't use it anyway. That's normally." Yes, I did. So anyway, we were talking about a grill in my living room. The next day, Facebook tried to sell me a barbecue grill. What I did, I wasn't even on it. Even my phone is eavesdropping.
Matthew 6:24 says,
"No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Big tech doesn't serve God. It doesn't. No way, shape, or form. Big tech, it serves money. But here's the truth. You are not for sale. You are not for sale. You are bought with a price, and that is the blood of Jesus. Amen?
Praise God. And I'm so, so happy with that. We were praising this morning. You know, the Lord kind of spoke to me a little bit. Said, you know, there's everybody, especially on this social media. Need to remember Romans 8, which it says, therefore, there's no condemnation through Christ. For Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation. And I had to really think about that, because sometimes we get into some of this stuff and we may feel condemned. There are some places on these phones and on these computers a lot of people don't want to dare go to. But the problem is, what's happening is our children are reaching those places. Our teenagers are seeing it more and more. Now, I want to do number five. If you're writing it down, artificial intelligence. You know, that's coming around. It's been around forever. Artificial intelligence has been around forever, and other people call it AI. But it's come to a whole new level. It's come to a whole new level to where AI is doing everything for us. AI is, it's writing papers. It's making art. And it even goes to some criminals, I use it to call grandparents, saying that the grandkids. What's happening? They're using this AI more and more for negative traits. Now, AI can be a positive thing. There are a lot of things that could be positive, and we can use it as a positive. Matter of fact, I'm going to use some of the AI for more, because it does help in some realms. But here's the thing. It's getting to points to where even there's even AI. Genesis 11:4 tells us about the. Then the king said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heaven, so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the earth." Now we talk about AI. We talk about Babel. AI is something that is being humanity is trying to play, and they're doing it with technology. And God said no. And I believe God is saying no today. He scattered them in at the Tower of Babel, and I believe he's going to scatter it again in our current day. We think we're building, they think they're building something powerful, and they are. Without God, it only leads to confusion. That's all it is. It's confusion. And they're using it against a lot of people. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not trying to pull that in. But there are a lot of stuff of these conspiracy theories that sometimes come out to be true. So we really need to look at both sides. Number six, if you write it down. What social media is doing is relationships undone. Social media makes us feel like we're connected, but we're really not. I mean, when you really think about it, there was a teenager that said once, "I've got 2,000 followers, but no one I can call when I'm hurting." And I know some of y'all, 500 Facebook friends, but no one to pray.
Always be here to pray. Always be here to pray.
Hebrews 10:25 says this. Not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but see the day approaching. We cannot give up meeting together. Have to continue encouraging one another. And however you have to do, however we have to do that, we've got to continue that. And I believe that through what we're there's a change coming, folks, and it's going to explode, and I see it. I've seen it, and I know it's going to happen. But we don't need more emotions. We don't need more followers. We need more brothers and sisters standing together in Christ. Amen? Number 7 in our list today, it's spiritual consequences. Now, there are consequences for everything we do. As a child, years ago, I was a foster parent, and we fostered many, many children. The problem with that is I always made a chart because you can't use corporal punishment. You can't spank. You can't do any of that. But I've been spanked many times in my life. So I think that's brought me to where I am today because there was some type of. But I'm not going to say you're doing. There's other ways to do it. But we made a chart for each of these kids, and each chart had consequences. Good consequences and bad consequences. You do the good things in life, you get good consequences. Right? But in life, we all have consequences. But here's the deepest part. When we're talking about social media is discipling us more than the church is. Come on, stay with me here. I want you to get angry. We look at how much time do we spend browsing or scrolling versus how much time do we spend on our knees in prayer? I can tell you for most Christians, the algorithm, I'm sure we all see that. But in Romans 12:2, it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Social media will not do that for you. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We've conformed to the pattern of, we've done a lot of things. We've conformed to the pattern of some people, especially young people. I don't know if you all are doing TikTok dances. If you look on, you'll see that there's a lot of kids. Are you dancing? I get it. But they get it. You all know that there's more dancing. There's more dances out there. It's sad. It really is. I mean, you know, you got these kids out getting outside the car while the car is running, doing a dance, and then getting back in. I mean, that's crazy stuff. Galatians 1:10. Am I now trying to win the approval of the human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. What are likes, folks?
what are likes? Every like is just a man's approval. That's all it is. Man's approval. But the cross is God's approval. The cross is the only one that matters. It's the only one. Now, number 8.
Can I give you that number 7?
Spiritual consequences, yeah. Number 8. Here we go. As a church, as Christian people, number 8 is a call. So what do we do? Now, I know. I use it all the time. I'm not saying it's all bad. That's not what I'm saying. And we can't move into caves and send out spirits. It's here, and it's here to stay. But we can take control of it. We can take control of it in our own lives. And that's the thing that will change the most. Because once we take control, we may not be getting into some of those areas that we probably shouldn't be looking at. But there's 4 things inside 8 that I want to give you that we can do to resist the social media hoopla. So number 1 within under 8 is take a digital Sabbath. That means one day a week, put down the phone. Get rid of it. And try maybe to remember what you're keeping. Number 2 is to detail. If an app makes you depressed or sinful, get rid of it. Get rid of that app. Because I'm going to tell you, God's not going to be mad at you. Prioritize people. Number 3. Look your spouse in the eye. Play catch with your kids. Let's put the people before phones. And I've seen many times you go to restaurants and you sit. And I've even done it myself. Guys, I'm not one that's any better than anybody else. I use this too. But as I started getting into this and I started doing research, it's totally changed my mind. I'm going into a different direction with the social media. And it really has. It's been an eye-opener for me. The thousands and thousands. I have to say, social media is a big part of what happened this last week. Social media is getting out there, the hate and all that stuff that these kids and these college campuses are dealing with. And it's all about social media. Most of the stuff is on these chat rooms. You get into a chat room, they're talking about this stuff. Kids are talking about different things. But the problem is once you get one person that may be more aggressive as a follower, and that follower is going to do anything that leader is going to do, and it's sad. It really is. Number 4 on 8 is we need to use tech for good. We need to share hope. And share the gospel. That's what we need to do. Now, we can use it for news. We can use it for, I'm not telling you how to live your life. Believe me, I'm not. I'm not trying to tell you. All I'm doing is trying to give you some ideas to take a look into what is happening in the world. Use tech for good. Let's share. If we send out anything, let's send out a message, or let's send out a verse in the Bible, or let's send out the positive. Let's try not to get involved in the negative. And that's hard to do sometimes when they're calling your names and doing all that stuff. You want to comment. I get it. But let's be better Christians than that. Yeah. I know how you feel. So Ephesians 5:15-16. Let's put it up here. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Be careful how you live.
making most of every opportunity. Every opportunity. Have we wasted enough time on scrolling? I know I have. And that's going to change. We need to redeem the time. Come up close here. Social media promised. It promised connection. But only Christ gave true community. AI promises wisdom. But only Christ. And the truth, it's not an algorithm. It's not food. It's not on an app. His name's Jesus. And only Jesus can set you free. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's go ahead and close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for today. And God, I know we confess that we let screens steal our attention, our peace, and sometimes even our joy. Lord Father, I ask for forgiveness. Lord God, I ask for forgiveness for bowing down to the likes and shares. I ask for forgiveness for all of that, Lord. Lord, I ask that you protect us from the lies of the enemy that travel across the screen. Help us to use the technology wisely, not as a master, God, but as a servant. Fill us with your spirit so we can shine. We can shine as a light in a digital world full of darkness. Father, we surrender our eyes, our minds, and our hearts today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.